After suffering through one of their most disappointing weeks in recent years, the Humboldt Crabs broke out of their slump in exciting fashion on Wednesday night when McKinleyville's Jackson Kelly threw a no-hitter against the West Coast Kings. Hello and welcome to this week's KMUD News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on Kelly and the Crabs in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including which local team won last weekend's Humboldt Eagles American Legion Baseball Tournament, why this is a big week for several Humboldt County Little League All-Star teams, and how one local high school football team is helping to prepare young players in the county for the upcoming youth football season. But first up, the Humboldt Crabs broke out of their slump in exciting fashion on Wednesday night, sweeping a doubleheader against the West Coast Kings at the Arcata Ballpark. The local collegiate summer baseball team had a disappointing road trip last week, losing all five of their games against the Healdsburg Prune Packers and the Medford Rogues. They continued to struggle at home this week, dropping the first game of a five-game series against the Kings on Tuesday night, losing 7-2. The six straight losses dropped the Crabs from second in the Pacific Empire League standings all the way to fourth. But a players-only meeting on Tuesday night seemed to work. On Wednesday, the Crabs came out fired up and quickly put the disappointment behind them, and a pair of local pitchers played key roles in doing that. Eureka High graduate Miles Standish got the start on the mound for the opener and pitched well, giving up just two hits and no walks and striking out seven in three scoreless innings. McKinleyville High graduate Jackson Kelly was even more impressive in game two. Kelly pitched a complete game, seven innings, and threw a no-hitter to help get his team back on track. With the two victories, the Crabs improved to 29-10 on the season and 13-9 in the Pacific Empire League, and they remain fourth in the standings and well in contention for a place in this year's league championship series. Kelly was the big story of the night. The 2025 McKinleyville High graduate, who played collegiately at Shoreline Community College in Washington this spring, pitched all seven innings and did not allow a base hit or a walk while striking out 10. Kelly got plenty of support from a team defense that committed just two errors on the night compared to the Kings' seven, while the Crabs' bats rediscovered the swagger that had come to define this team earlier in the summer with 16 hits over the two games. Two of the Crabs' hits were home runs, one each by Colton Boardman and Ryan Vandenbrink. After closing out their five-game series against the Kings on Friday night, the Crabs will look to avenge last week's three losses at Healdsburg when they host the Prune Packers in a two-game weekend series, which gets underway on Saturday night at 6:30 p.m. The two clubs will also play on Sunday afternoon at 12:30. Switching gears, it was a good week for one local American Legion baseball club in particular. The Humboldt Eagles hosted their annual summer tournament in Eureka last weekend with brackets for 19U's and 17U's. The Eagles 17U's won all five of their tournament games, including a 9-4 win over the Susanville Renegades in Sunday's tournament championship game. Eureka's Kyle Giacconi capped a big few days in tournament play with another impressive performance for the Eagles, striking out 14 Susanville batters and hitting an RBI triple to help kickstart a third-inning rally after a slow start for the team. With Sunday's win, the Eagles stretched their winning streak to 7 straight as they improved to 14-8 on the season. The Eagles will be back in action with three non-tournament games this weekend before travelling to open the American Legion State Playoffs on Tuesday. The Eagles' 19U's also are playing some of their best baseball of the summer at the right time. The Eagles won their opening four games in their tournament bracket over the weekend before falling 8-1 to the Colts A team in Sunday's championship game. But with 11 wins in their last 14 games, the surging Eagles will carry plenty of momentum into this week's state 19U playoffs at Fairfield. Garrett Levitt and Rhythm Green each finished with a pair of hits in Sunday's loss, as the Eagles were held to just six hits as a team. This is also a big week for four Humboldt County All-Star teams in Little League action. The McKinleyville Juniors got a busy few days started at their NorCal State Tournament in Turlock, but they saw a memorable summer finally come to an end with back-to-back losses on Sunday and Monday to bow out of the double elimination tournament. Despite the two losses, which were the first of the summer for the team, the McKinleyville players had a good season, winning both the district and section tournaments to qualify for the state tournament. The playoffs continue this weekend for three more district all-star squads. The Eel River 10-year-olds, Redwood Empire 11s and Redwood Empire 12s are all in action at their respective section tournaments after each claimed a district championship late last month. The young Eel River All-Stars are in action in Lake County, while the Redwood Empire 11s are playing in Chico and open their tournament on Friday night. The Redwood Empire 12s also begin tournament play on Friday night and are playing in Colusa. We'll have updates on how all three Humboldt County All-Star teams fared on next week's K-Mud News Sports Report. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, the Eureka Loggers are helping out some local youth football players this weekend. Head coach Sam Edmonds and his staff and players will host a free skills clinic at Zane Middle School on Saturday for players in the 3rd through 8th grades. The camp gets underway at 9 a.m. and runs until 2 p.m. And that's this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.